morning or afternoon, everybody. I guess I'm recording this in the morning here. It is Tuesday of the John Deere Classic, and I'm back with another one of my top five videos. This time it's going to be the fades, and while there aren't a ton of disparity here between the golfers in the John Deere Classic in terms of skill level, there isn't too much in terms of ownership either. A very weird week, as it is a week before the major. Still, we have a lot to look forward to this week at the John Deere Classic. There's plenty of money to be won, $200,000 to be exact, the first place going on over at DraftKings this week. We've got the Black Widow coming out. If you haven't told by, you can't tell by my shirt that I'm wearing. We got that coming out on Friday. And then we turn the clocks on Sunday to England time, or overseas time, or Britain time, whatever you want to call it, because we are having the Open Championship, where the information comes hot and heavy and quickly as we start at Thursday morning at 2 o'clock. So before we get into all that, let's try and win some big money on some of these fades that we've got going on this week. Now, again, I already mentioned that there aren't that many golfers that are going to be over 10% this week. In fact, on a normal week, we have anywhere between 25 and 30 that are going to be owned over 10%. This week, we only have about 15. So picking guys, so think about that. If I'm picking a golfer that's over 10% owned, and there's only 15 of them, well, I'm picking about 30% of them. So I really got to pick and choose who I want to fade this week. Before we do, let's go ahead and check and see how I did last week. And it was a bit of a mixed bag. Four of my golfers that I tried to fade came in a tie for 14th or 12th, and one of them missed cut. Keegan Bradley, Jason Day, Jason Kokrak, and Cameron Tringale. T14, 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 and T12 for those four. Webb Simpson, though, he is injured and a missed cut. So we got Webb Simpson right. Probably could have used to play those other four guys, though, I'm not going to lie. So this week, we're going to try and find guys that don't come in the top 20. And some of those guys, well, you may not have heard of, or you may not think would be this highly owned, but here we are. Let's go ahead and start off with our lowest, our smallest fade of the week, and that's Siwoo Kim. He's coming in projected at 15% owned. He's 2 weeks away from the biggest event of his career. Now, for Siwoo Kim, who is already 26 years old, he won't have another chance at getting an Olympic medal. Reason being is because you can only delay military service until you're 28 years of age. So for Kim, this is going to be his last chance. So I'm sure that that's weighing a little bit on him, but he'd also like to get in form as well. I'm sure he doesn't want to head over to Japan coming off a missed cut, but the fact of the matter is he hasn't had good success here and he hasn't been playing all that well lately. So of course, while I would love to say that he's going to go out and win and then in 2 weeks, he's going to at least come in the top three, the form wouldn't suggest so. Now, when we look at his strokes gain rank, we can see why people would want to roster him at $9,000 in this field, given the fact that he's 46th off the tee, 69th off the approach, 23rd around the green, and only really struggles with his putting, 113. But at 9,100, we need a top 15 from him, and it has been some time since we've got that. So I would rather go up and, say, play Aaron Wise, who certainly makes a lot more birdies than Siwoo Kim, or even down to, say, Patton Kizzire, who seems to be at least having the upside that Siwoo Kim doesn't have. Second guy that I want to fade is Doc Redman. He had a ton of ownership last week and burned a lot of people, but still, given the fact that he's 8,200, he'll be about 12% this week. I'm going to have about 5%. I just don't think he's in as good a form as maybe the second place that we saw 3 weeks ago would suggest. Plus, nothing great here to write home about. Came in 37th back in 2019. Recent form, like I said, missed the cut and came in 61st the time before that. So looks like, again, the form kind of fallen off since that second place finish. We look at his strokes gain numbers, 121 off the tee, 55 on the approach, 187 around the green, and 96th putting. My third golfer that I'm going to fade this week is a guy that has been playing super well lately, but has done it with a very hot putter. That's Troy Merritt. He's coming in, though. Doesn't have great success here. A missed cut and a 43rd, that's in his last two tries in 2019 and 2018. Of course, we didn't have this tournament last year. They did cancel it. Came in 43rd in 2018, but he's working off of a second place finish last week where he just lost in that playoff to Cameron Davis. And he came in 36th the week before that. But if you go even further, he's got a couple of more top 10s in there. So you can see why I'm maybe a little hesitant to fade Merritt. Even though a lot of his work has been done on the green, he's in a fantastic putting form, which you really do need this week. However, it's been running hot for like 3 or 4 weeks now. You got to think that that ends. He's basically been the best putter on tour over the last month. I'd rather put my eggs into Zach Johnson, who knows this course a little bit better, seems to be putting as well, seems to be putting good as well, but maybe a lot less low. So for me, Troy Merritt, 13%, I will be under this week. My fourth guy, and these were the two toughest. I'll talk about Daniel Berger first. Why not? Let's talk about Daniel Berger first. Because at 30% owned, he's got to win the golf tournament, especially at 31% owned at 11,100. And even though Bryson DeChambeau missed the cut last week and I played him basically all in, I don't think Berger sets up nearly as well as DeChambeau did last week. And the fact of the matter is he's only $300 cheaper than DeChambeau was and very similar ownership. So for me, I'll take the under. I will still have some Berger, probably around 15%. But based on how this video works, he's going to be one of my largest overweights of the week. So for me, for Daniel Berger, I will take the under. We look at a strokes gain rank. I can see why he's the highest priced golfer in this field. 35th off the tee, 13th on the approach, 148 around the green, but he won't have to worry about that much, and 25th putting. Okay, so now for my last golfer that I'll be fading this week. And again, this is where it's a little difficult because Alex Noren is playing really well. And I want to play him this week, but he's going to be about 16% owned at 9,300. Not 16% owned at 8,300, but at 9,300. So for me, the opportunity cost, I think that we got a guy like Russell Henley, who has been playing much better over this entire year, rather than Alex Noren, who is playing a lot better recently. But when we look at the strokes gain ranks, 134th off the tee, 137 on the approach, that's just not winning formula for me. Now, around the green, 52 and 42nd putting, that could certainly help him if the other two parts of his game really improve. But I would rather spend the extra $600 and go up and get Russell Henley at similar ownership. So for me, it'll be a fade of Alex Noren, who is playing this course for the first time. Okay, so that's 5-1. Let's go again quickly as we review. Siwoo Kim, Doc Redman, Troy Merritt, Daniel Berger, and Alex Noren. Those are my top five fades for the John Deere Classic. But again, like I said, stay tuned. We've got some awesome golf coming up in the next 2 weeks after the John Deere Classic. We've got the Olympics, we've got the Open Championship, and some massive PGA DFS prizes to go along with it. So until next time, everybody, make sure you like and subscribe to the channel so you get notified when these short form videos do come live. And while this one may be my last week's performance on the fades, might have been like a C, maybe even a D. A couple of my other ones, including the values, was an A+ last week. So try and watch all of them. Make the decisions after you watch all of them, not just one. And of course, you'll see the sleepers coming up right after this. So till next time, everybody, good luck at the John Deere Classic. And we will see you on the other side. Cheers.